This is a Mesh Musings episode where I, Scott Herleman, share some context of what I'm learning and thinking relative to data mesh. I hope they are useful to you. The following is a message from George Trujillo, a data strategist at DataStax. As a reminder, DataStax is the only financial sponsor of Data Mesh Radio and the data mesh learning community at this time. I work with George, and I would highly recommend speaking with him. It's always a fun conversation.
One of the key value propositions of a data mesh is empowering lines of business to innovate with data. So it's been really exciting for me personally to see data mesh in practice and how it's maturing. This is a significant organizational transformation, so it must be well understood. Empowering developers, analysts, and data scientists with downstream data has been part of my personal data journey that reemphasized the importance of reducing complexity in real-time data ecosystems and the criticality of picking the right real-time data technology stack. I'm always open and welcome the opportunity to share experiences and ideas around executing a data mesh strategy. Feel free to email or connect with me on LinkedIn if you'd like to talk about real-time data ecosystems, data management strategies, or data mesh. The contact information can be found in the notes below. Thank you.
Not sure exactly what the title is going to be by the time I publish, but it's going to be protecting or guarding the data mesh definition, protecting the meaning of data mesh, whatever. Mesh Musings number 26. This one is pretty skippable if you don't care about this general concept, but I think it's important to put this out and try to get people at least understanding my way of thinking. The end reasoning behind all of this is, for everyone that tries to change the real core definition of data mesh, they are sowing confusion. I think that is an a-hole move. It makes it so people can't really understand what is data mesh, so they can't actually evaluate it. They can't figure out if this thing that could be very transformational is really a good fit for them. You know, sure, take the concept in a different direction, but call it something different to differentiate. Otherwise, you are being a selfish jerk. So to start, this isn't about remaining overly pure to the concept of data mesh. I am all about practicality, even if people would guess otherwise. If you listen to a number of episodes, I don't really care at the end of the day if someone can really say and claim to be 100% JMAC vision compliant. Especially JMAC's vision is constantly changing, right? We're taking in new information. This isn't something that is set in stone. That's why JMAC was saying she wanted to write her book 5 years later than she did, because we don't know a lot of things right now and they will evolve. And I don't think JMAC really cares about that really at the end of the day either, if somebody's really compliant or not. I don't speak for her, never have, never will. But I especially do not care about that. And, you know, does it make any sense? I don't think that makes any sense to think that she thinks that based on any of her actions thus far. She still hasn't released a ton of about like specific implementation details because people want to lock onto a canonical representation of data mesh. And that prevents us all from finding what is right for our organizations and also prevents us from doing the proper testing, iterating, evolving the way we need to work to really do data mesh right, because we don't fully know how to do it and the tooling isn't there yet and all these other different things. We don't have the tooling and the frameworks and the ways of working and the paradigms. If we were to just lock in on something now, it would really prevent the helpful, healthy evolution of where we need to go with this kind of general paradigm. So, you know, kind of circling back, I am always ready and willing to push back on people trying to change the definition of data mesh. Not about sharing the ways they are driving value that is tangential or similarly flavored, or even completely counter to JMAC's vision, right? I am pretty sick and tired of vendor washing and the people deciding to try to change the definition for their own purposes. In general, that is a really specifically nefarious practice. Why? Because I'm going to start speaking to them directly. You are making it incredibly difficult for people to learn about data mesh if they get these super conflicting views. It is absolutely crucial to have these differing views out there, but it's like what the definition of literally has become. Literally means both literally and the exact opposite of figuratively, according to the Oxford English Dictionary. People kept using it so wrong to mean figuratively that the Oxford English Dictionary had to add a definition for the word literally that is the exact opposite of its actual meaning, right? So, when you think about someone where English isn't their first language, how the heck are they supposed to understand a meaning, a word with its meaning being itself and its exact opposite? That is where we could head with data mesh if people don't push back on these people trying to take the definition in completely new directions. This podcast is meant to be useful as a resource for people implementing data mesh, whether that is, you're keeping up with it live as the episodes are coming out, or you're stumbling across this 3-5 years in the future, whatever. I want people who are looking for resources to stumble across this and have a massive amount of context and content to dive into. But again, it's incredibly selfish, in my opinion, to try to change the definition for your own purposes. This is especially bad for vendors. But, people who are trying to say, oh, we should just apply this to everything. Well, then again, nobody can frickin' understand it. You've just decided that you want to call this other stuff data mesh because it's easy to just throw it under a term that people are already interested in. Don't. It's an a-hole move. Thus, I will continue to push back rather hard on people trying to change the big, broad definition. Again, specifics, I don't care about. We need to share the specifics of what people are trying, the patterns, the anti-patterns. We need to know all of this. But the big, broad definition. I'm going to continue to push back on these people, not because I think data mesh has it all right or is the only way. We know that it's not all right because it keeps evolving. We're figuring out more and more as we go, but because people can keep confusing others for their own benefit, that's an a-hole move. Don't be an a-hole. Feel free to share your interpretation. That's what's awesome about the community. That's what I've been trying to really engender and really drive, is that people can share what they're actually doing and what they're thinking, and that it's okay to have collaborative, maybe not even debate, but exchange of context instead of combative, right? And share how you are approaching the challenges. I keep encouraging people to do that. But trying to completely change what it means or bend, the definition of data mesh to serve, especially your commercial goals. Yes, I am looking at you, the people who are now starting to say streaming data mesh and the data virtualization vendors, a couple of other vendors out there, right? I will continue to push back on you because you are actively hurting people for your own gain. And I can't abide by that. And really, you shouldn't either. You should have better ethics than this. I encourage other people as well to call these out when they see them, not just ping me in the Slack, push back on people. Vendors trying to corrupt a term and getting surprised Pikachu face when someone calls them out is also always a bit entertaining. What do you mean I can't just do this thing that's wildly egregious and a complete a-hole move? It's kind of funny when they get a bit surprised that somebody actually calls them on it. So I really wanted to put this out there, not again to defend myself or anything like that, but to say this is not okay for people to be trying to completely change the definition for their own purpose. It's totally fine to take data mesh and move it in a completely different direction and call it something different. Call it distributed data, call it whatever else, but calling it data mesh and completely changing makes it so that when somebody reads what you're saying or listens to you, and then they try and listen to something else, they're completely confused. And you're actively sowing that confusion. That's not okay. Don't do that. Scott out.